This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
Dude, I don't know if I'm brave enough to talk about today.
What's going on, Brave?
Yeah. You know, I've told you a little bit about all the terrible things that have happened to me in the last...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Maybe we can do first world problems.
First world, yeah, you had one the other, a first world problem.
Today has just been...
It's been just weighing on you, the first world problems.
I bought some new towels. We went to a hotel and they had these things. They're not even called towels, Steve. They're called bath sheets.
Bath sheets.
May I highly recommend that you get some.
You were raving about the bath sheets.
Do you have like a blanket that's so soft that you just want to rub it on your face?
Yeah,
like,
cashmere. Yep.
Like that.
Yep.
This is a towel that feels the exact same, and it's almost as big as a blanket. Like my arm span, it's as tall as me. It's called a bath sheet.
Does it absorb water like a good towel?
I don't even know. Okay. It sort of, it does, but it's really soft. So I will say this. No, it doesn't absorb as well, but it's so big that it absorbs as much water as a normal towel, but feels amazing in the process.
Okay.
So we bought bath sheets and my hair, I shave my head, but there's enough stubble.
Yeah, stubbly.
So my brand new bath sheets from Macy's.
Ooh.
When I rub it on my stubble, it leaves little white pieces of terry cloth or fuzzy all over my head.
The fuzzy.
Like lint.
Yep.
So my first world problem is...
Oh, no.
My super expensive, really nice bath sheets can't be used on my face because it leaves white stuff all over.
And didn't you say you went half a day going to different places with all that white crap?
That's the part I'd rather just leave
and
on
no
the table.
One told.
I literally went to Starbucks. I went to 7-Eleven. I went to Safeway. I had errands to run. My wife was like, I need some chapstick. So I bopped into, and everybody's looking at me like, hey man, is this snow outside? I never look in a mirror ever.
So wait a second. Your high-end bath sheets that you were looking forward to using every day, now you can't because it leaves...
I can use them just on my body, but I can't use them on my
head. What are you going to do about your head? A normal terry cloth towel?
I'm going to have to go to the dollar store and buy a regular towel.
What?
For my head.
That's just not right.
This is a first world problem, Steve. This is the kind of thing
you
need.
You're brand new.
Yeah. just to add on to it, today when I went to Starbucks, my first world problem is... Their mobile order printer wasn't working, so they didn't get my order. And so I'd ordered it 10 minutes before I got there and stood there for 15 minutes, and they were finally like, do you need something? And I was like,
wait.
And they were like, what's on your head?
Wait. Yeah. You've been doing that app, all that stuff. Yeah. You actually, for the first time ever, had to stand in a line and wait for your coffee.
You see how brave I am talking about this?
Dude, you regress. You're going,
I know. These are first world problems.
They are. You need a hug.
If you're brave enough to tell us what's happened to you,
the bath sheets are leaving
your bath sheets are really bad, or maybe the cooling system on your BMW is no longer working on
the seats. Yeah. That's right.
The air conditioning's working fine,
but then your thighs are
all sticky.
Yeah, stick tape.
Yeah, your $70,000
yuck.
You usually have one, but you don't even realize because your life is a first world problem.
It really is.
You have no real...
I have no tension. I have no conflict. I have no drama.
We're going to give you a whole bunch of other first world problems, but we want to hear yours.
Yeah, be brave, people.
If you have something that you want to admit, hey, this may not sound like a big deal to somebody struggling for drinking water in Uganda, but out here in Highlands Ranch, life can be a bit of a bee.
It can in the ranch.
What is your first world problem? Somebody's already texted in. They went to a restaurant. This is their first world problem. Mm-hmm. To get beef bourguignon.
Oh, yeah.
And the restaurant was out of Shiraz, so they had to have Merlot.
No.
I know.
That is a sacrilege.
What do you...
You don't... No.
And, you know, yeah, it's still a red, but no. Shiraz goes with beef bourguignon.
Boom. They had to slum it with Merlot.
Very brave of you to be able to text that in.
Merlot.
Somebody else said, sometimes it's really hard to fly commercially with ski boots and golf clubs.
Oh, I know. With all that high-end merchandise and all the... I see that. That's not easy.
Somebody else said, I have to fly 6 hours to get to my family's second home.
Ugh.
I wish we just had a simple cottage getaway.
Right? 6 hours.
Something up in Estes you could just drive up to.
But and you're no. there. No, a mansion yeah. somewhere 6 hours away.
Yeah. They got to fly. Yeah. This brave person wrote in, there's garbage on my desk, but the garbage can is full.
Oh, the conundrum. You're not going to get up and empty the waste. That's not. Yeah.
One more. My local deli accidentally sliced my meat as 1 inch instead of a half inch. So my, must be a one as 1/4, whatever. Now my sandwiches are too tall.
Yes. Now you can't, it's hard. Yep. You got to put a toothpick in there. Yeah.
Here's Steve's first world problem.
Okay.
We have an appearance later on.
Yep.
And he's going to have to stop and buy a $700 polo shirt because he forgot to
I forgot my shirt at home, and now I have to go, and I did this before.
Your first world problem is you're too lazy to stop at a mall, so you're going to go to the most convenient store located
I'll
to us.
I'll pay for the convenience.
And the last time you went in there,
you're right.
It cost you like, what, $200 or something?
For one polo shirt.
I almost cursed. A polo.
Yeah, I know.
And guys, this is not a 24 karat polo. Like when he walked up, I'm like, did you hit the gap? And he's like, nope.
No, it's cost me two. And I wore it like twice. And I'm going to have to do it again now.
First world problem, I forgot my shirt.
Yep.
And it's going to cost me a lot of money.
It was like the other day, real quick, we were out in the heat at that one place.
Yes.
And I had nothing to sop up the sweat.
Oh my God, this is a total first world problem.
So I went to the store that was nearby and they were selling t-shirts. The most inexpensive was like 25, 30 bucks. I bought the $30 t-shirt just so I could sop the sweat from my face.
Steve spent $30. Like children are walking by in their disheveled thrift store clothes and he's wiping his face with a shirt and then throws it in the trash can.
I know.
All right. I hope you get the idea. If you want to have, tell us about your first world problems, we'd love to hear yours. Trisha?
Yes.
Yes. Hi. Yeah. Hi. What's your first world problem?
My refrigerator just went out on my fifth wheel, so now I've got to camp with food in a cooler.
What?
The travesty.
Living off the land.
It's like you're in the dark ages.
Right.
I don't know how I'm going to do it. Where am I going to put my beer? It's got to go in a cooler.
You just don't even go.
Yeah.
I would just say,
no, I'd
screw
sell the fifth
that.
Wheel. Don't
right.
even sell it. Leave it on the side of the road somewhere. I think you should just be done.
Just walk away.
Well,
slow
yes.
motion
yes.
stuff.
Bum, as it explodes bum, behind
yeah.
you. That's Trisha. Thank you.
Yes. yes
thank
for
you for
sharing
being
your
brave.
Pain.
Thank you.
We appreciate
yeah.
it. Katie?
Yay.
Yay.
First world problems.
So I just got engaged, and the diamond on my engagement ring is too big, and so I keep hitting it on a bunch of things.
I've known nurses who are like, unfortunately, I'm marrying a very rich man, and he gave me a ring too big to wear at work.
Right.
Oh. So what are you going to do? I mean, is there a solution, or are you just going to suffer through the rest of your life with this huge hunk of rock?
Yeah, it's going to definitely weigh my hand down, but I'll get used to it.
No, your hand's going to be bigger than your other. They have therapists that can get you through.
Oh, another thing you could do is change your name from Katie to Eileen, because, you know, you'll...
Oh, that's true. You're going to be Eileen-ing over.
You'll be leaning over just a tiny little bit. That's what I've known some people to do. So just keep that in mind. Thank you,
Hang
Katie.
Hang in there.
Nicole.
Yay.
Yay. First world problems.
So last week I ordered a limited edition eyeshadow palette that was almost $200 for the whole order. And when I got it, there was a little crack in one of the pans.
Ooh.
And so I contacted customer service and it took them like 3 days to get me a replacement.
What the heck? So now you can't wear, you're hideous.
Yeah.
You can't go out in public.
You've spent so much money on eyeshadow and you're just not getting what you deserve.
You get a cracked tray. You got what the?
How do you sleep at night?
Well, to be fair, they did let me keep the old eyeshadow palette. So my roommate got something free out of it. But she never wears makeup.
Oh, okay. Well, that's more.
Wow. Just the problems just keep weighing and weighing and weighing.
Yes.
Thank you for the call, Nicole.
Hang in there, Nicole.
I love your hang in there. That's a new twist. It's one of my favorite things. Jeremy.
Yay.
First world problems.
Well, about 2 days ago, my apartment complex used up all the hot water, so I had to boil hot water to give my kids a bath.
Bastards!
Oh, my God.
Don't they understand there's other people? The concept?
That's even something that can happen in an apartment.
I didn't realize that either.
I never knew that. I'll be totally honest.
Finite amount of help.
I was shocked. I was shocked, too. And it took me about a good hour and a half to get the bathtub to a good temperature.
Holy smokes. Now your kids are all hit. You can't. That's affected awful. Them.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's awful. And then you got to let the boiling water cool. And again, children in Uganda walking 27 miles with a bucket to get filthy water to hopefully drink and not die from.
There is that.
But you and your kids having to warm some water up in the microwave. That's awful. Thanks, Jeremy. I mean, when you really get down to it, if any of us have a single complaint about water, just go on YouTube and type in any weird country name and water.
Dude, the water here is too cold. I'm just kidding. It's too wet.
Oh, my God. There's a couple of these coming on text, right?
Yeah. My new iPhone won't Bluetooth through my Mercedes, so I have to use a USB.
No! Wait a minute. It won't. The new. Weird.
Yeah.
But so, I mean, the whole point is you want to just be able to get in your car and just have it all. It's like, hold on, I got to plug in. Oh, man, that does suck. Because I get in my truck and it's just like, I have a cruddy truck.
But you have the best ever.
It's just, the Bluetooth just is like.
It's wicked.
Yeah, okay.
Another one is the coffee shop in my neighborhood. They ran out of whole beans, so I have to use pre-ground. Is that bad? Is that pretty bad? Or? And then the final one, my first world problem is my condo has the recycling bins and the garbage bins in completely different areas. So I have to walk way over here, walk way over.
Are you sure you didn't type that one? That feels like one that you would have typed.
Right?
Deborah.
Yay.
What's your first world problem?
With all this heat we've been having, anywhere I go, I could win a wet t-shirt contest with my humidity titties.
Heck yeah, you did.
Did you just say, I think you did. Yes, that is a first world problem. Good luck with your cash prizes, Patrick.
Yay.
First world problems.
Well, I went to the grocery store and I bought too much food that all expires on the same day and I'm too full to finish it all.
That's a conundrum.
That
rocks.
I have so much food and trash day is coming. Oh my God, life is hard.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.